Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Please be joined by Bob Cook. He's the chair for Scoop the Loop, and we always enjoy having him on. It's always summertime when Scoop the Loop comes around, and, well, unfortunately, it's the third and final one of the year, but we're going to go out with a little bit of a bang. So Bob's here to talk about all of that. So, Bob, as always, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we do with every conversation, kind of tell us how the last one went, honoring the Beldens.
Our July event, we once again got great weather. A lot of people came to town. A lot of cars came. We had the town full of cars, people on the streets. Jim and Diane Belden were honored, and a lot of people were able to go and just say, hey, thanks for your citizenship and your efforts within our community. They had family there. It was really nice to see that. The whole July atmosphere was about like we like to see it, full of cars and people. The Kids Loop area was a little slower this time, but the Adair County Fair was going on, so that's very understandable. But couldn't ask for a better night. We're happy just to keep rolling on, and we hope we can end the year with some good weather again.
Yeah, absolutely. Good thing it's not happening this weekend, otherwise you might have some rain to worry about. But were the numbers with the registered vehicles, were they about the same in July as they were in June?
I think they may have been a little bit less, but we have a lot of cars that don't register, too. We filled the streets. People were searching for parking spots, so that's a good problem. If you have cars parked on the side street, you know you filled your main areas.
Absolutely. So as we mentioned at the top, we've got the final one of the year coming up. That's going to be Saturday, September 8th. And, of course, the same time, same place, but we've got a even bigger component for this one. Tell us all about it, Bob.
I would like to just start, if you don't mind, talking about why we're ending our seventh year and had such success. And it's because we've been supported by the city, the businesses. We have great sponsors. We have a wonderful team. Norm Hoff, Kim Avey, Rick Colbert, Mindy Dixon, Brian Skillinger. And I want to talk about our sound man, Stuart's sound man, Jeff Schwarzkopf. Jeff figured out how to get the music through this system downtown. And boy, does that add to the deal. We get great support from the city of Stuart. We got to remember them. We have Kids Loop team members, Lori Cook, Terry Glass, Shelby Renslow, Amanda Phippen, all helped make that Kids Loop happen last time and are going to this time again. And I got a setup crew kind of revolving around my own family to get things done early and take down late. And that's my brother Dick, my nephew Alan Cook, my friend and ex-wife Carol Cook, and myself are the setup and takedown crew. And this worked very well. And we would welcome more help. I just got to tip the hat to all those people because this is a great team effort, all volunteers, and it seems to have brought a lot of fun to the community. The coming up event, you asked about September. We have a theme I want to talk about in a minute, but first I want to say it's going to be a real special night because of Carl Chevrolet of Stuart. They have a very, very upscale 1954 Pontiac Chieftain. People have been registering all summer to win that. You have to be present, so we expect big numbers in this town. And this Saturday, September 8th, at our Scoop the Loop, we're going to start a little early. We're going to start at 4 because of the shorter days, and our awards presentation will be at 7:15. That will be followed by the drawing, and somebody's going to win that 1954 Pontiac Chieftain. And it's got a modern undercarriage, seats, and drivetrain. It's quite a vehicle, and there'll be a chance to register that night early on as well. It'll be uptown for those that haven't registered.
And maybe the couple most important factors of that car, it's got air conditioning, and you can listen to Raccoon Valley Radio as you drive down the
street. That's a great point. That is a great point. We hope we get somebody in your radio area gets pulled for that.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
I want to touch just a little bit about a theme. We're going to just have a kind of a light fun, and we're going to honor past homecoming queens and kings at this event. We're just going to urge all the past honorees to come show up at 6 o'clock. I want to try to gather them on the open lot between the Stuart Herald and the Masonic Temple for a photo. There was a photo similarly taken like that 25 years ago at a football game, and that gave me the idea is that we ought to try to capture some faces. And that's a lot of generations of homecoming queens and kings. And then we have a special trophy that will be awarded that night by a past queen, and it's actually a family where the mother and daughter were both queens. I'm not going to give the name out yet, and the son was a king, and the mother's sister was a queen. So pretty logical pick to hand out the Stuart Royalty Trophy that night, along with all the other trophies. Once again, thanks to Jeff and our DJ, Richard Woodson. We'll have wonderful music playing up and down. We'll be announcing things through the night. But we also have a lot of food options for the visitors, the car owners, and the just visitors coming. We have our fixed asset places, I call them, the Ruby's Pub, the Johnny's, the Los Altos, and Stuart Bowling Alley just east of downtown that are offer food for the evening. Also, we have Lions Club here in Stuart and the Oddfellows, Rebecca's, that have food offerings, and they do good works with the money they make. Both of them had stellar nights in July, so it was a wonderful night. And there's food available out on the interstate with our great businesses out there as well. So we're expecting, with good weather, a similar event with a very full town. If the weather's good, it's going to be full. That 1954 Pontiac drawing by Carl Chevrolet is going to be bringing some people that may not have been here before. That'll be wonderful. I'll be having the fire department offer the handicap parking close to the fire station, and others that are just visiting are going to need to park away from the downtown area, the park, at the churches, and off to the side streets. None of them will have to walk any further than a typical walk at Jordan Creek Mall. We don't want to create any hardships, but we'll need a lot of room for our car.
Absolutely. It's going to be a big one here. Don't miss it. That's September 8th. It's going to be an early start, as Bob said, just to get the sunlight in as we are making strides to get lighting out of the pocket park where all the award ceremonies have been happening in the past. Maybe by next year, it'll be put in place. Bob, anything else about this year?
I just want to say the Stuart Fire Department, Mike Rensler, are going to make sure we have a little lighting up that park. It's not going to be permanent, but we're going to have some lighting. But we know a lot of the car owners are ready to head home when it starts getting dark. So we're starting at 4, awards at 7:15. Thanks to Raccoon Valley Radio for having me on, and I hope encourage everybody to come and have another fun, family-friendly evening.
Absolutely. Once again, that's Bob Cook, the chairperson for Scoop the Loop here in Stuart. It's a great event, and it's really Stuart's way of closing out the summer. Bob, as always, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martin.